In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Tuesday today. This one is the 5th day of June. Good as always to have you along, everybody. We begin today with the dulcet tones of one Lawrence Kudlow, better known as Larry, currently the director of the National Economic Council, talking about a conversation he had with his boss, the president of the United States, yesterday. Here you go.
He is very seriously contemplating kind of a shift in the NAFTA negotiations. His preference now, and he asked me to convey this, is to actually negotiate with Mexico and Canada separately.
He was speaking this morning, I should say, on Fox and Friends, but with the observation that we are a year plus into the NAFTA renegotiations, here's Marketplace's Aaron Schrank with a little bit of detail.
Without NAFTA, what would U.S. trade relationships with Mexico and Canada look like?
The short answer is it's very unclear what would occur.
Jeffrey Gertz, who teaches at George Washington University, says splitting the trilateral NAFTA deal into separate bilateral agreements might mean closing down North America's 25-year-old free trade area.
You could imagine a world where we sort of get rid of NAFTA, but we still have a generally open trading agreement, in which case we're trading under WTO rules.
Which means the U.S. would treat the two countries the same way it treats other World Trade Organization nations that have no separate trade treaties with the U.S. Canada and the U.S. did have a free trade agreement before NAFTA. Laura Dawson at the Wilson Center's Canada Institute says it could take over in NAFTA's absence.
But it's a really old deal. It predates a lot of the things that are part of the modern economy.
So Canada would want a new deal. Dawson says it would prefer a multilateral one, in part because at this point it's just easier, but
if they got an offer they couldn't refuse, in the Godfather sense from the United States, they might be tempted to say, okay, we're going to let the U.S. and Mexico fight it out.
Any new deals would face pushback from businesses that have been making decisions based on NAFTA rules for more than two decades, says Mauro Guillen at the University of Pennsylvania.
So it's going to require quite a bit of time for companies to adjust.
The administration's new approach to NAFTA is sure to come up when President Trump and Larry Kudlow visit Quebec for a G7 economic summit this week. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.